Dustin went off from The Who in the City. A very appropriate song, Frank. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. This is a regular monthly check-in that we do. Sometimes it's one-on-one with the mayors from Saskatoon, and then the next day might be the mayor from Regina. And every once in a while, we can get both of them to coordinate schedules and join us together. And that's exactly what has happened today. I'm happy to say we've got Mayor Cynthia Block from the city of Saskatoon joining us by phone. Mayor Block, thanks for the check-in today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
And Mayor of Regina, Chad Baczynski, who's joining me in studio. Nicole Garn, our executive producer, brought him a hot cup of coffee. This is why we got to get you in studio, Mayor Block, because you're missing out on the coffee. No, today we don't have any butter tarts.
I heard.
We have had butter tarts on this show. Are you both butter tart fans?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was hearing off air about the butter tart initiative, and I am 100% in support.
Mayor Block?
Yeah, what I'm finding is that the mayor cannot eat everything that people put in front of her, so it causes a problem with the wardrobe. I need to do more push-ups.
It teaches you good restraint, perhaps. Yeah, it was quite a guest. It generated quite a discussion. We had a fella on the show a couple weeks ago who was wanting to make a national butter tart day, like a national Canadian holiday for butter tarts. Anyway, it sparked a big conversation about whether you should be putting raisins and pecans in butter tarts, which people have very strong feelings on. Anyway,
that's great. I'm a favor.
I didn't bring the mayors in to talk about butter tarts, but this is a good way to start the show.
These are important issues. We should stake a claim on what we think.
That's right. So I know that you would have both been involved in infrastructure protection. Something during the SUMA convention was something that was talked about. I think, you know, part of it was the overpasses that were getting hit there for a period of time, Mayor Block, in Saskatoon. I'm just wondering, how important is that, and what does that look like? Mayor Block, maybe I'll start with you.
Yeah, so we're still in the process of a review, but also in the process of litigation. The process that we follow is there's a fine, and we then go and pursue cost recovery for anybody who damages civic infrastructure. That was a decision that council actually passed into bylaw almost a year ago now. So I'm grateful that we have that. And we will continue to work with our provincial counterparts to figure out ways how we can actually strengthen those fines to make it more of a deterrent. And in addition, we will continue to look for ways to signal more clearly to folks. But there's risk in that. And if it fails, then it would be on city taxpayers. So we want to make sure that does not happen.
Is this an issue that you're dealing with in Regina, Mayor?
We've seen what's happened, and we were paying close attention to what happened with some of the overpass incidents in Saskatoon. And so we actually, it was tabled yesterday, but we were actually going to have a motion come forward with respect to that, to do a similar review and to put some protections in place to look after those assets for sure. Because they're not only are they costly incidents, but, you know, from a safety perspective, and again, from my background, mm-hmm. We need to make sure that we are on point to keep everybody safe when they're using our roads, our walkways, all those things.
We're chatting with both city mayors, the big city mayors in the province, Cynthia Block, the mayor of Saskatoon, Chad Baczynski, the mayor of Regina. And as always, we welcome questions if you have them, 1-877-332-8255. I noticed a couple coming in on the text line already, so we will have the mayors joining us for a full hour. Let's address this right off the start. I was just at an event where there was a Regina police officer there. And he had just come off of a night shift. I asked him, how was the night shift? He said, well, in the last 24 hours, we had 36 overdoses. Now, police didn't respond to all of those, but emergency services in the city did. And that number often pales in comparison to what we're seeing in Saskatoon. So I want to hear from both mayors the thoughts on this is a big drain on emergency services with no easy way out, Mayor Baczynski.
Absolutely. And, I'll lean into, I went on a ride along, with RPS and saw firsthand, actually transported a couple folks to the complex needs facility. Prior to that, when we were trying to get them actually in touch with some family members in that first, the one individual actually overdosed in the back of the police car when we were trying to get contact with somebody. And so, administered Narcan. They were able to come back and get them to where they need to go with some, health professionals and that around them at the facility. But it is a complex issue. And the biggest thing is, we need to understand what people need and to get them, get them to where they need to be, whether, definitely a safe place to be, because on the street is not a safe place to be, but also help with those addictions and that. And, I think a big, big part of that is the types of drugs that are on our streets right now are, and I saw it firsthand. I mean, these are poisonous, deadly drugs for sure. And so that's a big part that's impacting a lot of lives. I think, we've had some good discussions, and even Mayor Block and myself and a few other mayors had some discussions recently around, they're looking at the whole situation where you have folks that have recently, let's say, fallen into homelessness, trying to help catch those folks before that lifestyle leads them to, getting into the wrong, environment where drugs are around and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But then there's also folks that are, have been houseless for a long time and that have a lot of challenges to overcome to get, to get to a better spot through those addictions. And so it's complicated. For me, it's just, we have to keep understanding and getting that data, trying to work with the province to say, how do we address all those different types of needs? Because every individual is different, and we need to figure out how, what is the best complement of services and housing and, supports that will help each individual in their case by case basis.
It's a wicked problem. And the Mayor Block, I know in Saskatoon, we've heard from the firefighters, certainly the firefighters union, about the amount of work that this is causing. And, it feels like trying to use a bucket to empty the ocean sometimes. And I don't know that we're making any headway.
Yeah, I think it's frustrating. And, as Mayor Vyshynski has pointed out, the toll is very real on the people who are directly impacted by that overdose. But that actually includes the folks that are the service providers trying to save their lives. And I know that it's much more than an exhaustion type of toll. It is emotional as well. To see people that are in that kind of crisis, sometimes many times per day, and not all of those have successful outcomes. That affects them, that affects their families, that affects mental health. It's just this very, very difficult situation that we do not seem to be having a strategy to get in front of. And I agree with the mayor from Regina that we need to work urgently with our partners in the provincial government to have a strategy, not just, reactionary pieces, but more proactive. And what does that look like? And how can we work together and share data and make sure that we are, moving forward in a way that actually works? And I'll just add one more piece, that the data is actually very clear that people are much more likely to fall into addiction because they're unhoused, not the other way. I know it happens, but it's not the norm. So getting people housed or off the streets as quickly as possible is really a significant way to change what we're seeing.
Which is so true. It's proven. And we've seen these housing first models. Certainly, I know Regina Phoenix Homes has been operating housing first for well over a decade. There's big success there. The challenge comes, and both of you deal with this on a daily basis, when people are not willing to A, follow the rules and be housed, or B, just not capable of kind of maintaining what needs to go along with that in order to achieve those supports. And it's a tough one. How do you help those that don't want or aren't capable of accepting help? Right, Mayor Block?
So, I would view this as interim housing and meeting people where they are. And the example that you just explained about Phoenix, we have a couple of examples in Saskatoon as well that are funded by the provincial government and working extremely well. And I think that we really need to roll up our sleeves and figure out what is the way to do that. Because for all of the data that we have to show that what we're doing today is by far the most costly thing, when you consider all of the emergency resources, the emergency rooms, the courts, jail, all of those pieces, it doesn't even include the impact that we're having in our business community. And I really think we need to underscore that there is a way to do this better. And I think it needs to have, community involvement, not just governments. And we need to have that strategy so that we can actually move this way in a way that actually gets in front of it instead of constantly just trying to catch up.
The business community, an important one to bring into this discussion, Mayor Block. Certainly lots of businesses in Saskatoon have joined this program and talked about the impact that some of these social issues and how they manifest become a problem for them as well. Let's do this. Let's take our first break. Lots of questions are starting to pour in on the text line. Again, the number 1-877-332-8255. My two guests are both the mayors of Saskatoon and Regina, Mayor Cynthia Block, Mayor Chad Baczynski. We will be right back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. one 332 8255. That's the number if you want to join the conversation with the mayors of both Saskatoon and Regina. Mayor Cynthia Block from Saskatoon, Mayor Chad Baczynski from Regina, here for one full hour to ask your questions. Mayor Block, it appears that the people in the Brighton neighborhood are happy with that pilot project of spraying weeds in the park and wondering, is it going to continue? Nathan sent the text in.
Well, thanks for the question, Nathan. And I can tell you this, that the report is back and that the success of it was really, really strong. And I know that the community in general is very supportive. So my understanding is that I can't quite recall if this has been through council yet, but my understanding is that we're going forward with this to continue and perhaps starting to look at other parks as well.
I've got a text here for Mayor Baczynski. This is from Dale in Regina. So, Dale, I'm reading some frustration in his text here, Mayor. He says, look, it took 2 years to redo Dewdney Avenue. Now that it's reopened, it's down to essentially one lane of traffic in each direction. If we are going to be basically doing a rail yard redevelopment, Dale is worried about that restriction, that choke of traffic in there and the impact that it could have.
Yeah, and that's fair. I think we can all agree Dewdney looks amazing. But I hear that, you know, it's a change, right? We were used to having the two lanes there. There's a lot of sections now. I think at this time with the, you know, trying to address making sure we have parking available, especially for the businesses, you know, close to out front there, that's part of the change there. What I would say is once we know what's going at the yards, there will have to be another review as to how we utilize those lanes that currently we do have a lot of parking going on the right lane. So, I expect that that'll change, and it'll depend on, you know, what kind of parking may be available in the yards, depending on what that development looks like. So, it's right now, this is, you know, the best fit to make sure that we have parking available, you know, the flow of traffic and that. But obviously, you know, one thing I've learned is that we will continually monitor. It's a newly developed street. You know, the traffic patterns, we've made decisions based on what they are today, but we'll continue to look at that. And if it changes, then we'll make some adjustments.
As someone who has done the take your life in your hands run from across the street to Bushwhackers to go in there for lunch, like if you park on the south side of Dewdney and you try and get across there, especially in peak travel, traffic time, you are taking your life in your own hands. So I do like that there is some enhanced parking there, but where are things at with the yards, Mayor? Is that something that are we taking submissions on that right now?
Yes, we are. So there's a RFP out to market. So currently we're accepting proposals for the yards development from developers. And so that's out in the public right now. So we're accepting those. And I would expect that we'd be seeing something likely this fall in terms of what might go there.
Right. We did have a question that came in, Mayor Block. We were talking about overdoses and some of the challenges there. Cindy in Saskatoon, whatever the solution ends up being, is there a way that we can work in some sort of regular assessments as to whether or not the process being used is working? Is that a thing?
Actually, I'm really glad you asked that, Cindy, because when I was talking about strategy, that is going to be really foundational in terms of how we move forward. We know that the resources for fire and police and all of the rest of it are urgently needed right now, and everyone's shuffling to make sure that we can respond appropriately to this crisis. But I think that's the key piece that needs to change, and it's going to be important that we work really closely with our provincial counterparts so that we can share data and be able to measure it. I take your point, Cindy, that if we're not measuring what we're doing, how do we even know that it's working or, you know, what's not working? It's time that I think we really sit down and have those metrics and share the data and ensure that what we are doing, we can actually demonstrate is working.
You know, this is more an observation than anything else, but as someone who spent a lot of time over the years working for a municipality, the province does this often where they will measure a program, and if it's not working, they will stop doing it. The problem is it ends up usually falling on the lap of municipalities. And I don't know if either of you have thoughts on that, but, you know, measuring it is one thing, but then being able to change direction. Sometimes when you are the municipality, you're left kind of holding the bag.
Yeah, I mean, I'll maybe just say that that's the importance of that relationship and sharing the information. Because really, you know, when you look at who's, again, it's in our city. We know this is happening and we have a responsibility to look after this. But then we have to be, responsible in collaborating and who can help fund certain aspects depending on where our jurisdiction really lies. And so it's a fine balance, but to me, it's the relationship to make sure that, you know, if we're reactionary in our police services and our emergency services and fire protective services, you know, the province doesn't pay for that. We do in the city. And so to try and demonstrate to say, if you pay for this, here's what the city will get back out of it. But the overall outcome of the, you know, for the community and for those who are trying to help is really what we're trying to achieve. So it's that relationship and being able to share that information, I think, is incredibly important because it is when it falls off your books, you know, just if you're just looking at a accounting line sheet, I mean, it looks good mm-hmm. until you realize the outcome that's happening.
Mayor Block, any thoughts?
I agree that we need to share data. We need to have a coordinated approach. And we need to learn from the successes that we have seen and grow and build from there. This idea of being reactionary is not working. It is not just not working for people who are unhoused. It's not working for absolutely everybody else. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a business owner or a patron or in your neighborhood, the concerns that we are seeing are in every neighborhood of our city, and it's deeply frustrating. I know it's deeply frustrating for every order of government, but we do know where success is happening. And I think that if we learn from that and start to enact a strategy together, we will get to the other side of this.
One question that I see prominently on the text line has the word potholes in it. I've now got a number of texters, both from Regina and Saskatoon, wanting to alert the top officials in each city that we've got some pothole problems here. So maybe we'll dig into that topic because I know off air we were chatting and mm-hmm. really you're looking for participation from people to help out with that. So we'll give the opportunity for both Mayor Bushinsky and Mayor Block to talk about fixing potholes and what that looks like in this spring season coming up next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the show. It is our monthly check-in with the mayors of both cities. We've got Mayor Chad Bushinsky from the city of Regina, Mayor Cynthia Block from the city of Saskatoon. Okay, here's a question for Mayor Bushinsky, although I suspect you both will have thoughts on this. Dave in Assiniboia said, I work out of Regina. As a result, I spend a lot of time and a lot of money in the city. I would like to know why the lane-wide pothole in the right-hand lane, eastbound on Victoria at the intersection of Fleet and University Park Drive, has been allowed to remain for 2 weeks. I hit it once with my truck and again the following week in my wife's SUV. It cannot be avoided in traffic.
Great question. And a couple points on that quickly. So first, the only way that we really know where those potholes are is if people tell us. We don't have folks roaming around checking for potholes. We actually, and you can take a picture and submit it online to Service Regina, and then that way our crews know and they'll put it on the list to take care of it. So it's actually a community effort that we can do to take care of the potholes and make sure we get at them. And the other part I just want to iterate is our climate, it just wreaks havoc on our roads. Like places like Arizona do not see the same level of degradation because we have such swings in our temperatures. It chews away at the road. So it is a challenge that we face. It's the reality of our climate. But we absolutely want people to report. If there's a pothole that you see, take a picture, send it in, and our crews will get that on the list to make sure we take care of it.
Is that how you do it in Saskatoon as well, Mayor Block?
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea is to make sure that we are minding the public purse, but also making sure we're taking care of the most emergent issues with driving. So when people report potholes, they are immediately prioritized and dealt with as quickly as possible. You know, and in addition to the concerns that Mayor Bushinsky just explained about our climate, and we know that the spring is when we have a big blitz, and we go out there and we try to do the best we can to get this, you know, not only the potholes all fixed up really quickly, but also to, you know, get the street sweeping moving and starting to really enjoy this time of year in our city. But it snowed like weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so it's like one step forward, two steps back. So I appreciate everyone's patience. As was already said, let's call the 24/7 customer service line or online, and let's work together to get this done.
So on the notion of, I mean, potholes is one part of it, but Mayor Block, I've seen a couple of times when we've had you on the program, people concerned about the paint and the you know, basically the lack of painted lines on Saskatoon streets. Is that something that could be reported as well if people have concerns about the lanes not being clear?
So we have a funded program, and it's in the process of being deployed, and I know many streets have already had it done. And it sort of speaks to the same situation that we are confronted with, both the struggles in the winter to keep those lines and, you know, painted. We are constantly looking for better products that could potentially help that process. But the most significant part right now is that the weather is not cooperating. So today it is. It's beautiful and sunny in Saskatoon. So hopefully we get to see a lot more line painting and pothole repairs as quickly as possible.
I want to keep going with the text because the questions are coming in fast and furious, and that's the benefit of, I mean, this is a great opportunity for people just to ask a question that many people may have on their mind. So here's one from Mike in Regina, Mayor Bushinsky, to you. Why are taxes not going down instantly due to the sale of Brandt? Where are all those cost savings going?
Great question. So the way that the deal was structured is that there are essentially the subsidy that was being paid to Real diminishes over the first 2 years. And so because of the agreements for us to pay with a capped value for the paving of the parking lot, we're going to share that cost because we're still retaining the Affinityplex and the cooperators. So we have a shared interest in that parking lot being of good shape and good quality. We've got the subsidy that's going to diminish over time as Brandt takes over the organization and the staff accompaniment as they work through that transition, and a lot of the existing contracts that are in place. So because of that arrangement, we will not see the immediate savings. It'll take about 2 years to start to see that start to reduce to a level where the entire $10 million or $11 million subsidy that was to our Real organization today would actually come back to the city. So it takes time. It'll be a transition period, but we will see that going forward, as well as the $80 million of infrastructure deficit that are no longer on the city's books, which means we do not need to prioritize those particular facilities anymore. We can reallocate that over a period of time to other facilities in our city that need the investment.
And so just to, you know, I'm just going to go back to Mike's text because my guess is, and please don't let me put words in your mouth, but yep, my guess is once those obligations over the first couple of years are done, it's likely a reprioritization of spending as opposed to a tax break, or will there be a tax break?
Well, I can't predict right now until we get there. I would estimate it won't be a tax cut, but my expectation, and I'll say maybe more broadly, it will be a reprioritization, but part of that is to get to a more sustainable, predictable place where we're at, where our increases are much more closely tied to inflation. We had catch up to do. We went through a very painful, transparent budget process that we saw that. And so, you know, as we're trying to work ourselves to a place of stability and predictability where our residents can expect that increases would be much more tightly, you know, closely tied to inflation, that's where this will help, right? It'll help us to kind of flatten that curve a little bit so we're not seeing these big spikes.
Right. I've got a couple of texts here. So there's one that's saying, good job, Mayor Bushinsky. Glad to hear you went on a ride-along with police. I think that's important. Mayor Block, you've done ride-alongs, I know, in your past, correct? Have you done one recently?
I have not done one yet this term. term, and it's certainly on my list. And we actually, many of my fellow colleagues on council spent the morning in an in-service with Saskatoon Police, where we sort of went through all the operational pieces to better understand it. And that invitation was extended again, and I intend to accept that.
The you know, there's another text on here asking if either of you have ever received naloxone training. Is that something that, Mayor Bushinsky, you mentioned you saw naloxone being administered on your ride along the other night? Do you guys get that sort of training?
Me personally, I haven't, but no. You know what? It's probably something that, you know, just now that you're saying it out loud right now, it's probably something that I'll probably go and look into for sure.
Mayor Block?
Actually, I have. As soon as we had our first overdose crisis, a little over a year ago, they had some training at Station 20, and it was good. It was good to understand it, and I travel with my naloxone kit.
Right. There's lots of places, especially public spaces or people that are in the public often are proactively taking that. Anyway, it was a question that came in on the text line. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of questions coming in. Mayor Block, perhaps let's talk a little bit about the Link and BRT. By the way, are those two the same thing?
They are. The bus rapid transit is the... It's like saying it's a subway system, only this is bus rapid transit. But then everybody names it, right? Like the subways might be called the Metro. Ours is called the Link.
Link. Okay. Well, because I've seen a number of questions that have come through on the text line, and sometimes they'll call it the Link, sometimes they'll call it the BRT. So I just wanted to make sure I was asking. So I got a question from Glenn, and it's a fairly long question, but essentially what he's saying is, it looks as if we've taken a step back on a part of the Link, that part around First Avenue, with concerns about parking for businesses, access to businesses. Does that mean the whole project is delayed or just that one segment?
So at the moment, I am hoping that nothing is delayed. I mean, the process to get the full Link system up and running eventually would have required us to have more detailed design and operational answers anyway. So as our admin goes about the process to work directly with those business owners that had concerns, I am hoping it doesn't put a significant setback to any part of it. But even if it did delay First Avenue, the rest of the Link system would go ahead, and that's slated for June of 2028. And, you know, it's my, you know, strong hope that that can happen, because when we're introducing something brand new like this to the community, you want to know what it's about. And so if we're not able to, deploy the entire network, that will be, you know, disappointed. It may be more like a soft launch and then a more grand launch at a later date.
I was doing a talk earlier this morning about the cost of the World Cup. So the soccer, it's $82 million per game, which is alarming. Of course, there's a couple of spots in Canada hosting it. I did get a question because Saskatoon is hosting its own World Cup. Is that right, Mayor, on July 4th?
Yeah.
Is there, because so I think it's in light of the fact that probably you can blame me because I was complaining about the cost of the $82 million for a soccer game seems crazy. This person is saying, what is the cost of holding the World Cup game on July 4th in Saskatoon? Completely different scale, correct?
Yeah, it's zero. FIFA pays the whole thing. We are super pumped. Discover Saskatoon is working really hard to coordinate and make that a fantastic experience so that we can be a part of a watch party for FIFA. We can feel like we are part of it as well. And on a side note, it's also my birthday, so that would be fun.
There you go. Okay, let's take a break. Mayor Bushinsky, you are going to be next on the list. We've got a question about how we're controlling gophers in the city. A concern from Jeff, are we using poison? Don't answer now. We'll come back and get your thoughts when we return here. 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. Welcome back to the show. We are wrapping up our 1 hour segment with Mayor Chad Bushinsky from Regina and Mayor Cynthia Block from Saskatoon. Okay, Mayor Bushinsky, there's a text here from Jeff in Regina. You know how when you get a message from someone, you can tell the emphasis they're placing on it by the amount of capitalized letters and words in the text?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's a lot of capitalized words in here. So this tells me Jeff has got some emotion behind this text. Please ask Mayor Chad why we are using poison to control gophers inside the city. They're killing birds, rabbits, squirrels, and our pets. There's poor or no signage in affected areas. The city spends millions on green spaces, but then kills the wildlife that comes with it.
So the product that we use is Health Canada approved. It is very, very targeted to gophers. So the product that we put out there goes deep into the gopher holes themselves. So not accessible by other, like by birds or other creatures. But the big thing is we do need to control the population of the gophers. They get into our green spaces. They put holes in the ground in areas that, you know, can cause, people like accessibility challenges in that through our park spaces. And also we want to take care of it before they get to our athletic fields and that. So we don't want to apply it into spaces where there is people as well. We try to go into the rough areas where they start and try and control the population in those areas. But the product that we use is approved by Health Canada. It's a common rodenticide. It's something that is, and we do need to control that population because they do cause a lot of damage if we don't take care of that.
Okay, Mayor Block, I know you are actually starting a drive as soon as we're done chatting here today because you've got meetings in Yorkton. What's going on there?
Right, so city mayors from the Saskatchewan Urban Municipality Association will be gathering for what are, somewhat regular meetings that we have several times a year. But very excited to be going to Yorkton for those meetings for a couple of days. But there's also some opportunities to do like some touring to understand, for example, their hub model for homelessness where all the services are under one roof. So I'm interested to learn more about that. And there's also an opportunity to do a lot of relationship building, which I think is really important as we try to solve problems together. And tomorrow we're going to be joined by some provincial ministers and MLAs. Tonight we'll be attending the screening of Meadowlark to kick off the Yorkton Film Festival.
Oh.
So I want to give a huge shout out to Mayor Aaron Keenly for hosting us. And I'm looking forward to the conversations and our opportunity to enjoy Yorkton.
Yorkton is a good, I spent a lot of time growing up. It was not far. It was kind of, we were 50-50, Yorkton one way or Regina the other. So it was like, we're going to the big city or the small city. That was kind of the decision we had to make. So enjoy your time in Yorkton. Mayor Bashinsky, you're not going because you got a special t-shirt on today. What's going on here?
Yeah, I've declared Public Works Day today. So we're going to be spending some time over at the Public Works Yard, talking to the folks that look after all of those core services that we rely on. Everything from street sweeping to snow removal and everything in between. So great day to celebrate all of the workers that work really hard to make sure we maintain our city.
And the picture on the shirt?
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise coming, so keep it a surprise. So I don't want you to be a surprise.
We can't announce it yet?
Not yet, no, this afternoon you'll see.
By this afternoon you'll know, and if you look at our Facebook page, we're going to put the picture up there a little bit later on as well. By the way, speaking of events, Cathedral Village Arts Festival will be, is it this weekend?
Come 35th on. Annual Cathedral Village Arts Festival this weekend. Super excited. Obviously all the vendors, 13th Avenue will be packed with people, and Saturday morning, I'll be defending my title in the tug of war. So if anybody wants to come check it out.
Something to see there. Okay. Well, Mayor Block, Mayor Bashinsky, as always, we appreciate you joining the program. Thanks to everyone that texted in questions. We were able to get through a fair number here again today. Mayor Block, appreciate your time. Drive safe to Yorkton.
You bet. Thanks.
And Mayor Bashinsky, thanks for popping into studio. Good luck in your tug of war this weekend.
Always a pleasure.
Look forward to chatting again in a month from now here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.